It's the Hancock Sports Hall of Fame golf outing coming up in June. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard, good morning. And we welcome John Marshall, voice of the BBC, into the studio. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. A little wet out there this morning.
Yeah.
Come across some water?
I seem to have...
You avoided that?
Avoided it.
That's good. That's a good thing. So we've got the Hancock Sports Hall of Fame golf outing coming up in June. Let's first talk about the Sports Hall of Fame. I know it's been in different locations over the years, but started out at the
mall.
Yeah, the mall. I remember.
It was on the wall in the mall for a long time. It was at Legends downtown for a while.
Right.
And then when Legends closed, they moved it out to Tony's there on 224.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you can see all the plaques and a fair amount of memorabilia. There's a stash of stuff elsewhere in case we ever get like a big dedicated Hall of Fame. But at this point, you can go out there, see all sorts of neat stuff. And it started out in the early 80s. Dave Egbert, the Courier sports writer, got the idea going. He got it. Some other folks involved, coaches, administrators, that kind of thing. And since then, we've inducted nearly 250 members into the Hancock Sports Hall of Fame. Most years, there's a team that's inducted as well. This year, Aaron Kraft, Kate Kraft, basketball players from Liberty Benton, as well as Ohio State, Larry Young, who went to Corey Rawson, our alma mater. He played for Corey Rawson for Spike Berry back in the heyday of CR football in the late 60s. And then he's been a coach for 50-odd years since then.
Track coach.
Right. Roger Renz, the basketball coach at Findlay High School, he was posthumously inducted. Travis Clark, who was a football player and wrestler at Macomb. Amy Rhoda Heffer-Guir, she was a soccer player at Findlay High School. So just this year alone, it kind of shows you the diversity of candidates. And really, it's the folks who nominate that help to determine who gets in. So you can go to the website, HancockHOF.com, and nominate a someone who you think is a sportsman or a sports person, B, from Hancock County, or has been a significant contributor to Hancock County sports. And really, that's most of it. There are some other little nuanced things, but that being the case, you go to the website, you fill out the form. The more information that you give, the better. That way, there's less hunting and digging that is required. And the deadline for this year, for this next year's induction, is September 1st. So if you want to do that, go ahead and fill that out now. While you're there, you can check out all of the information on our Hancock Sports Hall of Fame golf outing. That is going to be Friday, the 27th of June. And it's at Hillcrest, $75 a person, $300 per team. And this is the only fundraiser that is done for this. With the induction ceremony and the jackets for the inductees and the plaques and all the things, the running the website, that takes money, and it requires a little bit. And so back in 2016, Al Baker, who's a member of the Hall of Fame and just passed away here this spring, he was the golf coach at the University of Findlay, both men's and women's, basketball coach at the university, basketball coach at Findlay High School, also at Arcadia. He helped get that all started some 10 years ago, and every year since then we've had this event. It started out at Arlington. It was at Red Hawk for a while, then since then, it's been at Hillcrest, and we have a great time. It's just a lot of fun. And over the years, we've made about $40,000 to keep things running.
Yeah.
And it's just, really, it is a lot of fun. And my team has come in last the last 3 years. So
is there an award for that?
No. I've been lobbying for that, but it has not as yet come about. But we have an awful lot of time, awful lot of fun. It's a good time, a nice day for golf, a meal there at the clubhouse. Over the years, we've had several holes in one.
Oh, wow.
Over 2 years, 21, 22, I think there were three in just those 2 years there at Hillcrest.
Wow,
so a lot of interesting stuff that can go along, and you can help, even if you're not one who wants to go out and play golf, you can help out by being a sponsor of one of the holes, or as an individual, or if you've got a business, you can sponsor a hole or give us some goodies for the drawings, the giveaways, the goodie bags, and all that sort of thing. Just help us out one way or another as best you can. Again, HancockSportsHOF.com, that's the website, and that has all the details on the golf outing, the sponsorships, and the Hall of Fame itself.
Very good. John Marshall in, and the best thing is all the stories sometimes at the banquets.
Yes, so it's a lot of fun to get there and chat up some of those folks.
Very good. John Marshall in, Hancock Sports Hall of Fame golf outing, check it out. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, sir.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.